And when you're talking about anointing my head with oil, you're talking about the healing power of heaven. The healing power of heaven. It's as real, it's as viable as his peace, as his presence, as the word working in, as leadership of the Spirit. And then his continual blessing, my cup runs over. Now you have a lot of analogies. This is Becky. A lot of teachers come in all kinds, pastors come in all kinds. Everybody has a general assignment to fulfill according to their call. Mine has always been from the very beginning, I didn't figure this out, to put the scripture together. Somebody else will take it all apart. And that's valuable. They'll give you a definition of every syllable of every word. But I've always been led, and I didn't realize I was being led, to put it all back together, to see it all at one time. Now, if I painted this wall green, I said, what color is that? If you're an old timer, you're going to say it's chartreuse. Anybody remember that? Yeah. If you're younger than that, you're going to say it's lime green. If you're of the new generation, you're going to say, well, that's Granny Smith apple green. And all of those are different concepts of the same thing, the same color, slightly shaded different maybe, but it's the same thing. And when you come to the scripture, I'm going to put some things together for you on faith that are the identical same thing in different words. Now, if we saw a car accident and the police ask you what you saw, you wouldn't say the same thing as I would say. I wouldn't say the same thing as somebody else would say. We all had a different vantage point, a different perspective. If you go through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you'll see the same story told in various ways. They talk about blind Bartimaeus, and one of the Gospels says there was actually two men, two blind men. Other Gospels don't tell you there were two. So we put all of that together. And for me, the way I teach, putting things together is how I learn. It's how, it doesn't matter if you're relaxed, if you're comfortable, if you're reclined, it doesn't matter what words you use, it's the concept, and I'm a concept teacher. Okay. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. That is the promise of eternal home. House of the Lord forever. Now, when the Lord, I'll be back to that in a minute, when the Lord dealt with me, I keep a tablet and piece of paper by my bed, so I have to get up and, Wayne's not too much of a light sleeper, but we try. We have a rule at our house. Nobody wakes anybody. And if you crash on the sofa, you'll be there in the morning because nobody wakes anybody. That's the rule. I got these headings in the middle of the night. They came to me, and I wrote them on my tablet. He makes provision. He provides peace. He leads us in the path of righteousness. We have his continual presence, the power of his word and spirit. He prepares a table. He protects us with healing oil. We have his protection. Perpetual blessing. I love Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the Lord God of our Father, who has blessed us with all, he said, word, all spiritual blessings. And we have the promise of an eternal home. Now, how are we going to accomplish that? Jesus' plan, turn to Acts, was not last minute. It was planned before the foundation of the earth. We have three scripture references. I like Acts because I want to read you a translation. Acts chapter 2. This plan to call his people unto him, to offer them salvation by grace, to pay for their sin, for Jesus to die and be raised from the dead. That was God's eternal plan. Now, in verse 23 of chapter 2, it says, Jesus being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Determinate counsel, that's King James, foreknowledge of God. The message is by the deliberate and well thought out plan of God. See, God had a plan. He's going to position himself to take your sin and to be your shepherd. Now look at John 10. And we're going to do this with our faith. We're going to recognize through the Word and by the Spirit all the blessings that apply to our life, and we're going to reach out by faith to pull those in, to draw those in.